Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends, and welcome to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin, would you believe, with a bit of Manchester United chat with Adrian Durham and Darren Goff. They discuss whether Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side are now title contenders after signing Jadon Sancho, and of course, if Harry Maguire is all that. Oh dear.
I think there'll be people listening to this saying you can't compare Maguire and Van Dijk. Well, can't you now? Because Harry Maguire was a rock in the England defence that got to a World Cup semi-final. He's then that rock in the England defence that does well at the Nations League as well, and he's the rock that not only does very well in the European Championships this year, but he gets into the team of the tournament as well.
Harry Maguire this time attacking it. Lovely in-swinging delivery.
And actually, if you look at his individual honours throughout his career, Leicester, at Hull, Sheffield United, there's Player of the Year awards galore. So you can, and player's player as well, which we know is a significant one. So he may not have a lot next to his name in terms of the trophies that his teams have won, but his individual performances show that he clearly is one of the better performers in every team he's in.
And then he's played in towards the far post and put in beautifully by Jadon Sancho.
Manchester United are making moves. Sancho, of course, coming in. There may be talk of another midfielder coming in, which for me, another midfielder completes the picture. But are they title contenders next season if all these transfers happen? And I think the thing with Man United is that there will be a big striker, at least one, signed by one of the big clubs.
And then it sets off the move.
In the Premier League. Man United have got Cavani and they've got Greenwood. Greenwood might need a couple of years. Cavani needs to stay fit. And if he does, they've got a chance. But is he likely to? That's the big question. Mm. So that's a little area of weakness.
On to the issues at Wembley from Sunday's Euro final, and chair of the DCMS, Julian Knight MP, spoke about the trouble and he outlined the questions he will be demanding answers for from the authorities. He also stated the media are not stoking up events from the Euros final.
This isn't media driven. This is a serious breach of stadium safety, as we've seen in decades. You had people in terror, seemingly. I mean, I was getting text messages that evening from friends who were at the game, and they were saying that this was absolute chaos. And we are incredibly lucky that we didn't have a tragedy. That is our main concern, to make sure that, frankly, that lessons are learned, that those responsible understand the seriousness of what went on and take responsibility for it. And we then need to make sure that in the future we don't have anything like this again. And these are the questions I will be asking the FA first of all. Are basically, what went wrong? What plans were in place for a potential storming of the stadium? So they must have had plans in place for this. What training were stewards given? Why were permanent barriers not installed to manage the anticipated crowds? How many people gained access? And it wasn't a few hundred, it seems to be several thousand. How many stewards and Metropolitan Police officers were stationed outside the stadium? Where were they stationed, which is absolutely crucial? And what actions were taken to remove those without tickets? Seemingly none. And what repercussions will those who attacked the stewards or forced entry now face? They're just starting questions, frankly.
Now, the former BDO World Darts champion, Andy Fordham, has sadly died at the age of just 59. Fordham, nicknamed the Viking, won the tournament at the Lakeside 17 years ago after four previous semi-final defeats. On TalkSport, darts reporter Marcus Stead paid tribute.
We received the news yesterday afternoon that Andy had passed away at the age of 59. and the tributes that have been paid during the course of yesterday afternoon and into the evening and in today's papers, they show that his popularity transcended the darts community. Even people who didn't really follow darts knew who Andy Fordham was. He was larger than life, but he was also a very decent and a very pleasant man. He was a gentle giant in the true sense of the word. He did a lengthy online video on YouTube during the first lockdown last summer, where he had plenty to say about his career as well as modern darts. He was a big supporter of Fallon Sherrick and women's darts in general. Then in January this year, he contracted COVID, which he described as the scariest thing he'd ever faced.
Yeah.
Recent months, he'd signed up for this new World Seniors Championship due to take place next February at the Circus Tavern. And wouldn't it have been wonderful, Paul, to have seen him back on the big stage again? But sadly, it wasn't to be.
On now to Everton, where we'll hear from Ray Parler, Emil Heskey, and a Toffees fan. But first up, it's Adrian Durham on why the supporters should back their new boss, Rafa Benitez.
He wants, you know, the same things they want, i.e. to be successful. He wants to lead them out of the new stadium in 2024, and it's a high
same
ambition.
Same as Ancelotti did.
They've had, what is it, 5 managers in 5 years? So they want some stability. They need a manager to stick around. And if he wants success, what's wrong with that? So I asked, what's the problem? And this guy has said, obviously not your club. Well, we all know I'm not an Everton fan, so what's that got to do with it? That doesn't explain the problem. So less on the high horse. Get down off that horse and tell us exactly what the problem is.
Now, at the end of the day, he was employed by Liverpool. He was there to do a job. He wound the Everton fans up.
We were trying, you know, but when you play with small clubs, always it's difficult.
If that had been the other way around, we'd have absolutely loved it. At the end of the day, he does what it takes to win for his club. We've been with the world-class managers like Carlo Ancelotti. The first chance he got, he turned his back and got off as quick as he could. At least with Rafa, you know, he's a really decent man. His family are settled in the city. He knows what the clubs and what Scousers are about and what football's about in the city. And for me, do you know what? You've got to get behind him.
It's a fact.
I think their home form was pretty poor last year, wasn't it? That's where they really suffered.
Yeah.
And I think the crowd being back in Goodison Park would help Everton. I really do. It's one of them sort of stadiums, really old-fashioned stadium.
Oh,
very
I love
tight.
Goodison.
I love Goodison Park as well. Well, one thing you get back. I mean, the board, they will spend money, Everton, and they will go for it again.
They know they've got the right people out. I think that's going to be the hardest job.
But if they can get the right players in, they'll certainly be up there again next year.
I am not playing mind games. I am talking about facts.
He needs to do well straight away. I know he mentioned there and everyone's pleased and wants success for him. Because when you look at Liverpool, you've got family members that are red and family members that are blue.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably talking to that one family. They're not going to tell you that they don't want red. You go down the road, it's going to be totally different. He needs success straight away or it's going to be a rocky, rocky road.
Over now to Royal St George's for the Open, where, of course, you can hear all the action live on TalkSport 2. Louis Oosthuizen currently holds the clubhouse lead in golf's Open Championship after finishing -6 or 6-under on day one, or one. England's Justin Rose and Tommy Fleetwood, from of course the band, are 3 shots behind. Rory McIlroy birdied the last hole to end the day on his dad. Oh no, that should read on par. And here he is to tell us more.
Taps it in for par. Just a par on this par four, 12 to Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, it was a tricky afternoon. You know, the conditions got pretty rough there in the middle of the round. The wind got up and, you know, I made a few bogeys in a row. So sort of said to myself at the turn, if I could just get back to even par for the day, I'd be happy. And, you know, it's nice to finish like that and, you know, looking forward to getting back out there tomorrow.
Some guys are shooting some great scores. So you obviously felt like there was chances out there and it was scorable, but it felt hard. It felt really hard this afternoon and there were some really demanding golf shots. There was just kind of no let up to the golf course. So yeah, like it felt tough. You don't really know if everybody else is feeling the same thing all the time. You expect it to calm down a little bit. You're playing it. You get that late tee time and it's like 6, 7, 8 o'clock. You think, oh, it might calm down, but it just didn't seem like it did.
Now tomorrow, the British and Irish Lions take on Stormers in Cape Town. It's just 8 days until the first test, when they will come up against Cheslin Kolbe. England prop Joe Marler played against him in the 2019 World Cup final and explained to Adrian Durham just how good he is.
November this year, it'll be 2 years since Cheslin Kolbe had my pants down in the World Cup final. And I know firsthand how good that little toad is. He is unbelievable. And he showed it again last night in the South Africa A game. Like you've already said, it wasn't an A game. It was a fourth test.
Cheslin Kolbe takes 5 inside of his own top. Brilliant little
little goose step for Cheslin Colby, goes down the right-hand side. Elliot Daly makes a tackle. The offload to Lacanio Arm, and he will go in to score the try.
He's just phenomenal. He'll definitely be someone that the line needs shut down early doors when the Test Series rolls on in.
How do you defend against him, though? It seems impossible.
Get someone else to do it. It's like you, with the big boys, like someone like Manu Tuilagi, he's usually, the comment's always, your man, you can take him, you can take him. And then someone like Cheslin Colby, you can't even tell someone else to take him because they won't take him either. You've just not got a kick in the ball. That's the biggest thing. I think they've got to look to keep possession more and kick out as opposed to kick infield and giving a chance to counterattack against us.
And don't forget, the tour is live and exclusive to TalkSport, and that first test is next Saturday. And before we finish the podcast, we should drop into, oh yeah, my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m.
I mean, any player that kisses the badge when they score against the previous club tells you he doesn't give two hoots what you think.
Well, okay, what about if he scores against any club? If Frank would have scored for Man City again,
I think.
A prime example. Michael Owen scored for Man United, winner against Man City. If Michael Owen, in the frenzy, right? I think it was 4-3 of that game. Frenzy that preceded that moment, that split second of madness. If he just grabbed his shirt and kissed the badge, is that acceptable?
I'm not sure it is.
Is it not?
I don't think it is. No.
Because you lose your head in that moment. Yeah, scoring the winner against City.
But your first instinct isn't to kiss the badge. It's to lose your head.
Your
arms above your head.
Yeah,
you're running around like a headless chicken. If you kiss the badge, I'm not sure
is it
about
that. Is kissing the badge that bad?
I think it's a bit, yeah. It's
why? It's because, weird, isn't it?
Because it takes effort. You literally have to, you grab it. Physically, you can't get your neck close to your badge.
No, I know
you
that.
You can't kiss your own breast, can you? But you actually got to make an effort to bring the shirt to you.
I've never talked about kissing the badge before.
You got to bring it to your lips.
Is it that horrific?
I think it depends who you are and how long you've been there.
That's it. Thanks for listening on TalkSport Apple, where we get your podcasts from. I'm back on TalkSport today at 4 p.m. on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, alongside Jamie O'Hara.
When the feeling's gone and you can't go wrong, it's tragedy.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.